Okay, Shalom Adoni. Okay, a little piece from Rav Kluger. It's from the second volume of Nezer Yisrael. And he wants to explain to us three understandings, which are really one, as to what the Midah of Hod is. And Hanukkah, we know, is the Yom Tov al Hod u'Lehalel. The whole Inyan of Hanukkah is Hod. So he says Hod has three different expressions, which are all really one concept, which Rav Kluger, Kedarko B'Kodesh, explains in a very clear way. So let's see. Tevas Hod Yeshla Gimel Mashmayos. The Mashmayos of the word Hod could be understood in one of three ways. Hodaya, Hoda'a, Hod Vahadar. Explain what each one means. Hodaya Milashon Toda. Hod could be a Lashon of thanks, of giving thanks. Kamo Modim Anachnu Lach. It could also be a Lashon of Hoda'a. Milashon mode ve'ozev, to confess. The pasuk in Mishlei, mode ve'ozev yerucham. A person, the pasuk in Mishlei says, a person who tries to cover over his averos will not see success. But a person who is mode ve'ozev, a person who confesses and abandons his sinful ways, yerucham, deserves compassion. So hoda could be a lashon of what? Of a person who confesses, who comes clean. And of course, hod, as in hod v'hadar, is Milashon Yofi. Kamo Hod Vahadar Lavashta. Could be an expression of beauty. So what's the common denominator between saying thank you, admitting, and beauty? Yavan certainly was known for their external beauty. So it says, Rav Kluger, Hine Kol Gimel HaMashma'uyos Yesh Lahen Shorish Echad B'Havana. These three concepts are really one idea at their shorish. Shekulam mashmiyam es pnimius midas ha-hod, that all of them express the inner essence of hod, which in one word is bittul, surrender, self-negation. If Chanukah is supposed to be a Yom Tov that carries us till Mashiach, it was the last Yom Tov ever instituted. Right? It's very Mashiachic. So many of the Ramazim of Chanukah, so many of the Torahs of Chanukah, the Or HaGanuz of Chanukah, it's all about connecting all of time. It's HaYehovah and Yiyah finally coming together in this perfect Giloy. That's how the Svarim say, HaYah plus Hoveh plus Yiyah is Gematria Yavad, because it's the Zel U'mazeh of Yavan. It's this recognition that the original light of creation, which was put away for the end of time, we come full circle. It's everything coming together the way it's supposed to be. How do these three expressions represent a certain bittul? Yeah.
Gemara about like a three-piece rope, it's really one.
I mean, the pasuk says a three-ply cord is not easily severed, right? Kuchibichu Yisrael v'oraisa. Three of anything is always very chazak. Torah always, there's a medrash Tanchuma also that says that everything that has to do with Torah comes in threes, which I guess speaks to the nitzchis of Torah, right? That says you have Torah Nevi Maksuvim, you have Kohen Levi Yisrael, you have Moshe Aaron Miriam, there's a whole list of, you have Nisan Yer Sivan, the month that we got the Torah is the third from Nisan. So three always represents a certain, you know, strength to it. So let's see. I guess these three approaches. Yeah, but I think what I was starting to say is something about the idea of being mevatel. Chanukah is supposed to take us really to a place of etzem, right? The atzmius. Mashiach is a giloy etzem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? As much as we understand the alokus of Hashem as it exists in the world now, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a giloy of the etzem of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The realization that we don't really understand anything about Hashem right now. That the Lubavitch Rebbe writes about in his Maimer in Yonah Shel Torah HaChasidus, and it was Dalet. That the whole, one of the great giluyim of Mashiach is this realization that everything I thought is not. So the bittul of Chanukah, as we move towards that awesome final revelation, means I have to be prepared to let go of where I am right now, to surrender with humility, and to be able to somehow understand these three expressions of Hod. So let's see, Hod. He goes not in the order he presented them. Let's go in a different order. Hod, Shehu Milashon Yofi. What is Hod as beauty? How does beauty have to do with Bittul? And beauty is not only talking about physical appearance. Right? An idea can be beautiful. A musical composition can be beautiful. So he says the beauty, the bittul that comes with beauty, mevatei kasher yesh mitzius shel hod ha mevatei hadar. when you have a beauty that expresses something of a glorious nature. Misorer bitul belev eila hamispa'amim el mul ha'or hazeh. When something's so beautiful and it takes your breath away and you just feel, you feel humbled, you feel silent. The mid of hod is the mid of Aaron HaKohen. Vayidom Aaron. Aaron's ability to surrender to Hashem, but to be silent in the face of something that's bigger than himself. So when you see a beautiful person, right, you're not sure what to say. When you see someone who has beautiful ideas, you feel like, I'm not really sure how to carry the conversation because your ideas are just so all-encompassing. So there's a certain surrender, there's a certain humility, a bittul that comes in the presence of that awesome thing before you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tavo bebriya. Shakasher hanivraim roam shleimus v'yofi el mulam. When you see something with an all-encompassing beauty in front of you, kigon b'midosav, o b'chachmaso, v'tzirkuso shel adam gadol, right? He's not even talking about any physical beauty. He's talking about a beautiful midah, or a beautiful idea, or a person who's davens beautifully. You just stand there and, oh, you feel small in the presence of someone who's big in that way. Azay nichva felivam l'umaso v'yishtomim. Mispatelis klapov. You stand there again, silence. You feel overwhelmed. You feel humbled. Have omer shahod hu mitzias sheish ba mitzad atzma yofi, hamashpia umaorer bittol v'hisbatlis. So again, one type of hod is a beauty that causes a person to feel insignificant in the presence of something that is so complete and so full and so wholesome. Havana zu shel bittol. So that's hod as beauty. What about hod as thanks? So as thanks, in need of being modim, of hodaya as a lashon of modim, hinei matzino b'chazal, we find the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishum Ben Yochai. Miyom shabara kadosh baruch hu asolamo lo haya adam shahode la kadosh baruch hu hat shabasa leya v'hodasa. We never saw someone thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully and properly until Leah came along and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon the birth of Yehuda. Right, Leah is also very connected to Hanukkah. Leah is Gematria 36, the 36 Neros. But Leah had this mastery over the Midah of Hod. How do we see that? And what does Hod really mean? Any decent person says thank you. Adam said thank you. Avram said thank you. What do you mean Leah is the first one to say thank you? So Rashi explains, she saw that Yaakov was destined to have 12 children, and Yaakov has 4 wives. So therefore she figures 4 wives, 12 children, that's 3 per wife. Kaven she yelled the Ben Revi, once she had a 4th child, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, she said, wow, I got a bigger portion than everyone else. And she said, thank you. So what is that thank you? This is a classic of Kluger way of explaining things, right? What is that thank you? Thank you that I got a bigger portion? Much deeper than that. Vavanas hadvarim shakasher Leah savra shetelid gimel shvatim. When Leah originally thought that she would be blessed with 3 children, kafia chelek hakotzuv l'chol achas mi'arba imos, like each of the imos was destined to bear, achein hodas la Hashem yisbarach, kechol hodaya shel nivra, meaning there's a basic level of saying thank you. Yeah. Someone does a favor for you, you say thank you. You say thank you. I appreciate what you did for me. Right? The way that any person who's on the receiving end of anything is appreciative. But there's a certain natural way of recognizing and saying thank you for someone does a favor for someone, and you say thank you. After all, like the Navi says, the world was not created to remain desolate. The purpose of the world is to populate the world. It's the first mitzvah of the Torah. Puravu. Hashem wants that we should populate the world. So it's natural that a person should be blessed with children. And again, it's a kindness of Hashem. No one's going to say it's a simple process. Everyone appreciates it's a big thing. It's a chesed. It's a hatava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you say thank you. But Leah was mechadish something when it came to saying thank you. It says Rav Kluger in the next paragraph, Hodaya kazos kvar haisa ba'olam kodem shaba Leah. Right? Before Leah came to the world, there were people who said thank you. Hein Adam Arishon kvar amar tov lahodas l'Hashem. According to Chazal, Adam recited Tov L'Hodos Hashem. Maybe even saying it before Hashem. V'chein Avraham Avinu. Hishkir b'fi b'ay olam levarich al hamazon. Avraham trained people's mouths to what? To thank the Creator. When you eat, you bench. Avraham would invite people into his tent. He would teach them how to say a bracha. Bracha Rishona, bracha Achrona. He taught people to recognize the Creator. V'lehodos l'misha achal l'mishalo. Hodaya zu hinasinas toda l'mane katova. That's a basic, you know, human response of any decent person. Someone does something good for you, you say thank you. But I don't feel a deep sense of bittul necessarily to that individual. Right? Someone bought me 2 slices of pizza for lunch today. I won't say how. I'm very thankful. I have a great appreciation. I wasn't expecting that. It was very nice. It wasn't necessary. I said thank you. Thanking him again right now. Right? But I don't feel a sense of, you know, this overwhelming bittul, the way he was describing like the hod of Yofi. I don't feel that I'm forever indebted to this individual. So what exactly is the hod that Leah was machadish? Baram amru chazal shemiyom shabar kadosh baruch hu asolam lo haya adam shehoda lekadosh baruch hu asher basa Leah. Until Leah came along, no one ever truly thanked Hashem. What does that mean? Again, if hod is synonymous with bittul, what was it about Leah? Shenemar hapam odes Hashem. Ah, now I'm going to thank Hashem. Mashma shehodayas Leah aleidas Yehuda haisa hodayas sheterem haisa ba'olam ad oz. Leah said something in that moment like no one had ever said before. So what was that? Vizos mishum shehodayazu ba la'achar sheleah kibla yoser min hacheshbon ha'magia la. Leah did the math. She said, hold on, 4 wives, 12 children. I'm supposed to have 3. I have 4. So what was that? It's just thank you, Hashem, for one more? Or it's this realization that what? That Hashem, you're giving me something that's totally not shayach to me. And then a person starts to say, wow, maybe everything Hashem has given me is much more than just Hashem doing me a favor. I don't deserve anything in the world. And maybe I have this new, deep appreciation that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me is with this sense of I don't deserve it at all. And I feel this unbelievable sense of surrender. He explains it beautifully. Look how he explains it. As Rashi explains on the pasuk, kapam odeh. What does it mean? Shenatalti yoser mechelki. I took more than my portion. Me'ata yeshli lahodos. What does that mean? Again, I didn't expect someone to buy me 2 slices of pizza today. That was also more than I deserved. So again, what was Leah's chiddush? V'hayu shebepashtos hakavana hapam odeh. You might read the pasuk and say that Leah is now saying, oh, now for the 4th son, I'm going to give like an extra good thank you, you know? I'll send the gift. I'll have ben haravi. Achavana se'inyin, but the real thing that Leah understood with the birth of that 4th son, she had a new appreciation of the 3rd son, of the 2nd son, of the 1st son. Natalti yoseh michalki, she'ata hevina, lemafreya, ki hatava she'heitiv la Hashem yisbarach, bo'oladas gimel ha'yoladam harishonim. She now understood that, hold on a second, just like this 4th child, right, was not something that I deserved, she realized, wait a minute, maybe the 3rd and the 2nd and the 1st also. Why is it so obvious to me the 4th one I don't deserve? The 4th one is more than my chilek. What about the 3rd? She realized retroactively that the kindness Hashem did for her with her 3 children, afhilo haisa hatava tivis upshuta magila. I don't care if Purim was the first mitzvah of the Torah. I don't care if the purpose of the world is loto bara l'sheves yitzra, to be Makai in the mitzvah of Sheves, to populate the earth. Kavisha Savra B'Shas Le'idasim, like she originally thought, that, you know, I'm thankful, but like it's not, you know, it's natural. Ela haisa zo hatava mitzido yizbarach shalo kifi erach ha-megiyah la'klal u'klal. The 4th child helped her to reassess her whole understanding of anything that Hashem gave her. Right? And she realized that, wait a minute, nothing I have I deserve at all. Let's turn the page. Im kein me'ata, yeshli lahodas. Now I need to say thank you. And she said, now I know how to say thank you for my 1st, 2nd, and 3rd child. Gamakula avar behodaya chadasha. I can look back at the whole thing and reassess. Hodaya kazu lahoda adam lakarish baruchu at shebasa leah. No one in the history of the world had said such a hoda. And he gives a beautiful mashal to make this point. He says, imagine, mashal of alabayas, hamashalim schar lepawel tmura savodasa. So I hire you for a job, we sign a contract, we work out what your hourly wage is going to be, or for the project, okay. fine, keschar kol avadim, get paid for the job. Right? You do work for me, you got a paycheck. I say thank you for the work, you say thank you for the paycheck, but it's a business relationship. Imagine one time I call you into my office. And I give you a big bonus. You know? I don't deserve it. It wasn't part of the deal. I just say, you know what? I appreciate so much what you do for me. I'm giving you this big sum of money. So now that you got this big bonus that you were totally not expecting, so what do you understand now? You understand right now the boss really likes me? Or maybe, what? Mevin ha'eved, shebelev balabayas, homa'ava klapov, v'chavet lahetiv imo yoser mikulam. Right, now you realize that, wait a minute, my boss always liked me more than everyone else. He's expressing it now by giving me this bonus, but he's saying, this is an expression of how I felt about you the whole time. Right, so it wasn't just, wow, it wasn't just that I was one of your workers. Right, we had a special relationship. Nimsa im kein shaga mischura sahar rishona. So now my original wage lo barak kischar ba'alma tmura savoda. So now I say, when you hired me, it wasn't just, you know, I was a good worker. There was something extra that you felt towards me. You like something about me. I have a reappreciation. I have a new appreciation, and I can now understand again in retrospect the whole relationship differently. It wasn't just schar ba'alma, elam mekora ba'ava. Sha'avo balabayis, right? It was rooted in a love that you felt for me. So me'ata yeshli lahodos alakol. So now my thank you for the bonus is not just a thank you for the bonus. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for hiring me. Thank you for seeing something good in me, right? This whole time, and only now do I realize again in retrospect what was there all along. So that was the chiddush of Leah. When Leah had that fourth son, she was able to say, "Wow, maybe everything it told me." I said thank you. Adam said thank you, and Avram said thank you also. But that sense of bittul, that wow, everything I have is yoyser michalki. That was the chiddush of Leah. Havana kazu mitzara makabel, maybe also lidei bittul. When you realize that, you feel again, wow, you feel the sense of surrender to that person. Ki meivin shalo maisav garmu lo klalu klal, because you realize it wasn't my efforts that got me into this situation. V'lo machmosa makabel eschara. It was because of a certain love that Hashem wanted to express to me. Achu atzmo b'ma nechshav, right? But I myself, what did I do to earn it? Ein kan inyan sichli shal schar al avoda, ela avas etzem shi mekor ha'atava. Right? It's that realization, it's that appreciation, that all the things that went back and forth in terms of our relationship, those were just the outer trappings of an inner expression, the emotional connection. Zoho hodaya shel bechinas Yehuda, hapam odes Hashem, hodaya de bitul hasichliyim. Right, a thank you that's not just a seichel dika thank you. It's a deep emotional thank you that transcends the simple favor in exchange of goods. Havana shamohus hamitis he lo mishum maisa hanivra. El mitzar ava rabba, avas olam avtanu Hashem elokeinu. Chem legedol v'yaseir chamalta aleinu. It's what the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Zayin. Lo meiruv chem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. V'yivchar b'chem ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us despite being not necessarily the most impressive in terms of, again, the superficial presentation of Klal Yisrael. We're a small little nation. So why'd you pick us? Right? It's not just, oh, thanks. Thanks for thanks Hashem for making us the Am HaNivchar. It's this thanks of like, I don't understand how that could possibly be. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's this thanks of complete surrender to the one who's bestowing that kindness upon you. Okay? And what's the third hod? What's the third lashon of hod? He says, Hamashmaos hanosefes shel hod, inyan hoda. Right? The third type of hod, they spoke about hod as beauty. The surrender to something that's so beautiful that it takes your breath away. The sense of complete bittul as one thanks a person with the realization, thanks Hashem with the realization that I took more than I ever deserved. And no matter what I did to earn it, I never really earned it. And the third expression of hod is what is hoda? Like we said, is a lashon of what? Of being moda, right? Of being one who confesses. Moda al ha'emes. Like a person who admits to something which is true. But let's see again how Rav Kluger in a nuanced way explains it.
With the concept of Hoda, we understand again a bit more this expression of Hod that we're trying to feel on Chanukah.
Shehi Sharsho Shal Yehudi Hakoreo Mishtachave B'modim. Every time we bow down before Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's an expression of all these things, right? But especially it's an expression of this type of confession, surrender. It's a thank you, but it's also a surrender. Bechinas Bitul V'Hoda Sha'emes Hu Hashem Yisbar.
I bow before you because you're bigger than me. You're God. I submit myself before you.
Like the Gemara says in Megillah, Kol HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Anyone who what? Anyone who denies Avodah Zarah is called a Jew. So the essence of being a Jew in many ways is expressed by the tefillah of Modim.
Shemavateh Gam Ken Koach HaBitl B'Chniyah L'Hashem Yisbarach.
Again, it's an expression of a submissiveness, subjugating ourselves before our Creator. So now, what does it mean to be Mod Al Ames? Let's say you and I have Machlokas, and you prove that you're right. Right? So that's not necessarily a bittel. It's me coming to realize that your perspective is correct.
Kasher yesh machlokes ben shtei shitos legabi inin echad.
Right, so you read the Gemara like this, and I read the Gemara like that, and you think this is what the Rambam means, and I think that's what the Rambam means.
Ach legabi inyan beiz mode hashita haachas lechaverta shatzedek ima, azay b'muskol rishon nira sheyesh kan hoda.
So let's say again, two people have a machlokes, right, and they agree to something else. So it looks like there's an element of hoda here.
Shalamaros shebeinyan echad harehim chalukim.
Even though we disagree on this particular point,
ach beinyan beis yesh mitzarecha min atzadim.
But on this other point, we agree. Mamash, we were learning in Shir, right? Rav Yehuda is moda. So does moda mean that he argued and admits the part? Could moda mean to be moda legami, like the Ritva said? Right, so moda usually we think as what? V'chein moda b'miksas ha'tayna. Moda b'miksas means we agree somewhat, and we disagree somewhat. Ha'inu shakofa la'rof ha'tayna. Right, moda b'miksas agree a little bit, and I disagree a lot of it.
Avnam legabe ha'miksas hu moda.
Right, whereas the Gemara sometimes uses an expression moda miklal b'gi. If they agree here, the mashmaus is that they argue somewhere else. But says Rav Kluger, that's not the essence of hoda. That's not the essence of admitting. Right? The fact that we have a common ground doesn't really have any. There's no bittel one to the other. You and I share this same, you know, worldview. We have the same outlook. We have the same value on this point. What does hoda mean as we're using it?
Acha emes tochiach shehoda kazu einam avataz bittel mitzar hamodel zulasa.
No one's being mavatal themselves the other. We just happen to both agree. We're of like mind on this point. I'm not surrendering to you. I believe and understand in my understanding of things that the way you see it is how I see it. No one's surrendering. We both think the same way.
The same way you believe this to be, I believe it to be.
So with regard to the thing that, so to speak, we're claiming that we're moda to, we both agree to, There's no hoda, there's no surrender. We both agree to this idea.
Hatzad hamoda inu bitol, right? El zulaso, el asechal shel atzmo.
Who am I surrendering to? I'm surrendering to my own understanding of things. This is what I believe to be true. You also believe it, so we agree to agree. But that's not hoda.
Nimsa efo shekasher mishtam shem bebitoy moda vahoda baofen hanizkar la'el.
When we use the word moda or hoda in this way, ein kan ki mishtam shos b'mila, kedei levatei shelagabe inyan echad yesh machlokes, of inyan beiz zeh maskim lezeh,
the way that we want to explain hoda in a deep way is related to Chanukah, is related to this theme of bittel that we're developing, is not, again, that we argue here and we agree here.
Ach ein kan es hamashmos ha'mitis shel hoda, she inyan ha'bittel. If we talk on those terms, there's no surrender, there's no bittel. So turn to the last page.
Inyan habittel behoda. What is the bittel? What is the bittel?
Every time we say modim, we're surrendering to Hashem. What are we surrendering? Am I saying, yeah, Hashem, I believe in you because you make sense to me? Or am I acknowledging there's so much of you I don't even begin to understand, and yet, afal pichein, I surrender to you?
Inyan abitul behoda, yiva kasher sad echad eino chafetz levatel esichlo b'shum panim va'ofen. When I admit my wife is right, when I don't agree with her, but I surrender to her because of an expression of my love for her. Ki savar shatzedek imo, umadua yoda letzad shekenegda. Right? Why would I back off of my position if I'm correct? But I choose to surrender and I choose to give in. Baram afal pichein, shover mitziuso umavatol daito, umaskim linho gedas hasheni. When I surrender my position to adopt your position, lezos yikari vital. That's called vital. And that's the real hodah that we're trying to get to on Hanukkah. Right? That there should just be this awesome recognition of complete surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all three of these realms. Again, a surrender to the awesome beauty of Torah ideas. Right? To have this deep hakara, this recognition that the fact that Hashem has chosen me and everything that Hashem has given me is Yoser Michalki, is so much more than I deserve. And to be moda to the fact that, yeah, even when I think I understand things and Hashem says, this is how the Torah wants you to see it, and I don't get it. Not when I get it. Not when, oh yeah, of course it makes sense. This mitzvah makes sense to me. But when a person has to adopt a chok, right? Whether it's a chok as one of the mitzvahs or just a chok in terms of one's own understanding of things. It's the yavanim we're trying to fight against. La'vira michuke ritzonecha, right? To overthrow the chok and the ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem that says, this is how it is. Really, I don't see it that way, but you know what, Hashem, I know you're right, because I surrender to you. So that's the bittul, that's the hod, and the hachna that we're striving for over the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Okay, I think I need to stop. It's 3:01. So with your permission, we'll stop the piece here. But good to think about. Good ideas to think about. What does it mean? The Yom Tov of Lahodos Ulahala. Okay.
Thank you.
Shkach.